Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. They're basically just like Lululemon, but they have a bird as a logo. You don't want that. Their website looks like it was made by a 12-year-old. Don't bother visiting it. These idiots can never even keep their products in stock. You shouldn't even waste your time trying. You'll hate Bird Dog's because of their stretch material and tailored fit that makes your legs look and feel great. Nuh-uh. Just don't buy Bird Dog's. You won't like them. Don't go to birddogs.com/MLB, or I promise you'll regret it. Do not visit birddogs.com/MLB or get the free tumbler they're offering.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
It is the JR Sport Beef Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm JR, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. That means everywhere. You could be in Chicago, Illinois. You could be in San Antonio, Austin, Colorado, Florida. You could be anywhere. You could be with our producer for tonight, Jack Stern. He's in New York. Appreciate you for tuning into the show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. Except for tomorrow. I won't be here tomorrow. Sorry. Anyway, if you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find and identify me everywhere. I'm online, social media, at JR Sport Brief. If you're someone who doesn't know how to put your phone down, by all means, go ahead. Hit me up. Say something ridiculous so I can ignore it. Knock yourselves out. It's been a busy day. We've talked about a lot today. People are getting hurt in the NFL. What a shock, right? Jalen Ramsey has a meniscus injury. He's going to be out probably until December. No debut for the Dolphins. It's going to take a while. Colorado is heading back to the Big 12. Talked about that. Saquon Barkley lets everybody know that, yeah, I didn't want to be a jerk teammate, so I'm back with the Giants. It'd be a bad look for me if I sat out. We talked about Otani before the break. Oh, yeah, by the way, Joe Burrow was the other NFL player to get hurt today. Thank God, didn't tear a ligament. It's only a calf strain. And I love Zach Taylor's response. After Otani, it's so much Otani on the brain. After Joe Burrow went down with his calf injury, Zach Taylor spoke to the media. And he was asked, hey, like, what do you tell the team after, Joe Burrow gets hurt? What do you tell the team? And he's just like, nothing, man. People get hurt all the damn time. Listen to Zach Taylor.
This is football. Guys go down with an injury that maybe is a day thing. Who knows? So we don't message the team after every single person goes down. There's a lot of guys that had soreness today that had reps cut down a little bit. So that's just part of playing football and training camp.
Sounds like it's don't panic.
Sure.
Yeah, that reporter had to feel like, oh, damn. I got to go home and cry now. Look, I don't play football. I feel sore right now. I'm just sitting here talking. I feel sore. My chest is sore. My arms are sore. My back is sore. I'm sore. I'm not Joe Burrow. I'm not running around. I know it's training camp. Nobody's going to hit him, but I'm not running anywhere. We don't know the timetable for his return, but you would think with a calf strain, knowing that the season doesn't start until September 10th, I think Joe Burrow will be okay. Rather get the calf strain, injury, whatever the hell it is, out of the way now than have to deal with it in the regular season when you play in the AFC North. Any given Sunday. Ravens, Steelers, Browns. They're coming for you. So it's going to be fun. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about so much tonight. So much. People want to talk about Ohtani. People want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. People want to talk about just Sean Payton. Oh, my God, he annihilated Nathaniel Hackett. We talked about that earlier on in the show. Like, how are you a head coach crapping on a former head coach who got fired? Damn. It's like you got no soul. You got no morals. You got no values. You're just mean. I'm chopping down on people for 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm not chopping down on anybody. Just here to have a good time for one more hour. Who do we have here? Corey calling from Hollywood, Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Corey?
Hey, dear. First time caller. How you doing tonight?
I'm amazing. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, man. Just want to speak a little about the fans, but I want to say the caller that said you don't date your ex's girl, your best friend's ex or whatever.
Right.
How about in my life? Well, for me personally, my brother actually married my girlfriend from the ninth grade. Does that count?
Ninth grade? I mean, what are we married talking? 20 years passed by, right?
They divorced later, but you know, it happens. It was from the ninth grade. I didn't care. He asked me. Well, he came to me and asked me as a brother. I don't care. I'm grown now.
So how many? Now, there's ninth grade is a freshman in high school, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now you can fast forward and you can go from ninth grade to like 21, 22 in less than 5 years.
Correct.
So what was this gap between ninth grade and being older?
Probably when I'm 40 now. So when I was, I would say 35.
Oh man, come on. 30. That's almost 20 years. Come on. That's okay.
I mean, and there were still memories there, but I mean, it was so long ago and it was just
a high school fling.
It wasn't anything really serious, but I was a freshman, whatever.
Hey, listen, but I got memories from high school too. Can't talk about them here on the radio. What else you got?
All right. So for the guy thing about Ohtani, first of all, the guy is he's an anomaly, man. He's an enigma for the league. Why would you leave, like you say, why would you leave California to go to Chicago? You leave beautiful weather to go to terrible weather in the winter. And he probably has more friends. You say, yes, Suzuki's over there. That's his friend. But he probably has more friends in L.A. than the Cubs have on their roster. You know what I'm saying? They're full of his people from his country over there. So it really didn't make sense. And even if Bellinger was not expiring, like, that's not even a good enough deal to even trade for. I mean, Stroman's value went down since right before the All-Star break. He's been terrible. So that trade didn't even make any sense to me. What I want to ask you, JR, is
that – you know what? Even if you were to trade Shohei Ohtani, which I think they should have done, there was no way possible that they were going to get back anything worth a damn. You just had to get back something, you know?
Let me ask you, though.
Yes.
This is like trading
two players.
Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. Like, they is nothing that they can do that's wrong. They do everything. Like, there's no negative in their game. So what do you possibly get for him?
Well, this is the thing.
In your opinion.
And I get it, because I think from the Angels, get back something. But whatever you get back ain't going to be it's not going to – so we have to just X out completely that you get back equal value. That's first of all.
Right.
Because baseball has never seen a guy like this. Second of all, we have to all understand that he's only going to be a rental for a few months. And so he's going to go into free agency regardless of where he goes. So that also kind of chops down who you could potentially, you know, bring in. It's not like Shohei Ohtani's already sitting on a contract and you're trading him and you're bringing somebody else in and you know you're going to have. So that's not the case. And so the Angels, man, they just kind of flying by the wind right now. And I just think that they're going to burn up into flames, you know, sooner than later anyway. So you might as well, I guess, enjoy the positive times. But I would have traded him because I don't see a reason for him to stay.
I mean, and if he goes to the Dodgers, oh, my God.
I think that he doesn't have to do anything but go up the road, man.
Yeah, and of course I'm in Hollywood, Florida. I'm a Dolphins fan. We had the guy from Fort Lauderdale calling about the Jets. He has to be a Jets fan, transplant from New York. But the injury to
Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah,
it hurt me, but. I don't know what it is with the Dolphins. Is it something in the water down here where all our cornerbacks get hurt every year for some reason? But
where's Jones at? Is he hurt?
Jones is gone.
That was my point. Yeah, that was.
But we do have, you know, we have the undrafted Kader Kohou, which, you know, it's not just throwing a name out there. He was that third best corner in man coverage. He could play the slot, and we have a few like Trill Williams coming back, and we have Nick Needham coming back, but we did draft a second round guy from South Carolina in Cam for this reason, because of our cornerback depth and our cornerbacks getting injured. So I think he'll have opportunity to step up and possibly start. And we always have the Noah Igbinogabe, what everybody hates him down here, but he did make a play last year to save a game. But we should be all right as far as the cornerback situation because of the entire defense.
Well, Corey,
I believe.
Well, do this, Corey. Worry about whether or not the quarterback can stay upright, okay? And then we go from there.
Well, he did gain some weight. He took a little karate classes or whatever he took.
I still think there's a bunch of defensive linemen that can breathe on him and then put him on his ass, but we'll see sooner than later, okay?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate the show. It's a first time call. I was driving around working, listening to you, so I decided to call in.
Right.
And I will be calling in again.
All right. Where's that lady from the ninth grade? Where's she at?
She's actually in Texas, one of the places you just named a little while ago.
You keeping up with her? You still talk to her?
No, actually, that's where her and my brother moved to San Antonio, Texas. But while they were up there, they since divorced. So she's still living up there with her
kids.
She's
divorced from your brother, but you still know what she's doing?
I just know where she's at. I don't know what she's doing now.
Okay.
I ain't say I know what she's doing.
Okay.
Don't
get
me in trouble.
I'm not, Corey. Hey, good luck, my man. Call anytime, all right?
Absolutely. Take care, man.
No problem. Thank you, Corey. I appreciate all of the I like the dirt, man.
Hashtag sloppy seconds, huh?
No, don't stop saying that. Sounds dirty when you say that.
Well, to be fair, I've never dated or even hooked up with someone who got with a family member. That's a little bit weird, in my opinion. That's stretching the boundaries.
It's ninth grade? Ninth grade to 35? It's 20 years.
Yeah, but the point is here, she dated his brother. That's a little bit odd.
In ninth grade?
Yeah, it doesn't matter when it happened.
She dated the brother in ninth grade, and then when she's 35, she's marrying the sibling. Like, that's not a big deal.
I don't know. It seems like he's still a little bit infatuated by that woman, too. He's still keeping tabs with her. He knows her whereabouts.
He knows
what she's doing.
He's in San Antonio. He probably got Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to look this up right now. People who dated family sibling members.
I'm sure you'll find. Well, don't do that on the work computer.
Okay. Yeah, I won't. I wouldn't want to get fired for fishing around on your websites.
No more. No mas. No mas. Let's say it. 855-212-4CBS. Matthew's calling from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking the call, man.
Sure.
I got a question for you about the Pac-12. So, Boise State out here, every time somebody leaves the Pac-12, everybody out here always thinks it's Boise's turn. What do you think? Like, should Boise State stay in the Mountain West and keep dominating in the Mountain West to get into the college playoffs? Or do you think the Pac-12 is still something
I think the Pac-12 is going to disappear off the face of the earth. And I think Boise State needs to do just like everybody else is going to be forced to do over the next, I don't know, now to next 10 years. It's a land grab. Everybody is chasing the money. People are looking for a TV contract and a TV split to be a part of these big conferences so they can make more money. I know you're concerned about the playoff and the easiest route to go there, and if you go to one of the big conferences and how the hell do you even make it? Man, these schools ain't think about that first. They want the money, man. And so I don't know how long it's going to take before we basically have a East and a West. They may not call it East and a West. We're boiling down to regions. And so Power 5, throw that out the window. I don't know where Boise State will end up. I don't know where half of these schools are going to end up. I just know that we're seeing and witnessing a consolidation. I mean, we talking about a Big Ten that stretches all over North America. Like, what sense does that make?
I gotcha. One more question for you. I don't know if you follow Boise State much or if you watch what they do, but out here in Boise, we're pretty excited about Talen Green and what he's going to do for Boise the next 3 years. What do you see in Talen Green, and where do you think Boise can go?
Nah, bro, I'd be lying to you. I ain't going to watch Boise State unless they really get popping. I've been out to Boise.
Come on, man. We open up this season against Washington. That's a bro. Big game. That's a big game.
Matthew, I am on the radio 6 days a week between Atlanta and New York City. How much college football do you think I can humanly watch? And I'm here in SEC country. You think if I can sit down and watch the Bulldogs versus I'm going to watch Boise later on at night, well, what do you think I'm doing?
Watching Boise.
Oh, man. No, I'm looking for my old fling from ninth grade that my brother used to date. No. Okay? Stay tuned.
Gotcha,
I'll watch
man.
Them
thanks
if they
the
get
call.
If they get hot, okay?
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Call and keep me up to date. Thank you, Matthew, for calling from Idaho. I love Boise State, though, man. I was out in Boise. Shout-outs to everybody at bodybuilding.com. Bodybuilding.com, nice headquarters. Nice headquarters. I was out at Boise. Good food out there, too. 855-212-4CBS. Larry calling from Colorado Springs. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Larry?
Hey, man. I'm just kind of out there looking at the whole thing and thinking, what are we doing as far as Colorado is concerned?
Colorado who? The Rockies? Like Colorado what?
The Rockies, the Colorado CCS, anybody. I really fell asleep here waiting for somebody to answer the phone, to be honest.
What?
I've called you a number of times.
Right.
Really looking at what is going on as far as Colorado is concerned.
The state?
The whole state. The Rockies.
It's a beautiful state. Hey, Larry, are you indulging in that greenery in the state of Colorado?
No, I am not, man.
Okay.
I just sat here so long. I just really fell asleep.
Okay.
Be honest. Okay.
Well, Larry.
Because
when did you originally call?
Oh God, 2 hours ago.
Well, have you noticed how many people I've spoken to in that time frame?
I do, bro.
Yeah.
And I spoke to you, God, like 7 weeks ago.
Seven weeks? Oh, that's an arbitrary number. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's real arbitrary. It's like
seven.
We don't get any answers here.
Okay.
Because I'm in Colorado Springs.
All right. Okay.
And what I want to find out is what you're looking for Colorado.
Okay. All right, Larry. Okay. Hey, Larry, listen, man. That's some good stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. yeah, when you go to Colorado, don't indulge in whatever he just had. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The diversity of everything that we have discussed tonight. Nuts. Ridiculous. We have talked about Shohei Ohtani through a complete game today and one game of a doubleheader. The second game, he hit two home runs. Okay, he's a freak. Okay. Angels are keeping him. He probably still won't go anywhere. All right, we get it. Let's see where he goes. Probably the Dodgers. Free agency. Joe Burrow went down. Calf strain. Thank God it was nothing worse. Jalen Ramsey goes down. Meniscus injury. Probably out until, I don't know, December. Dave Robertson, no longer a New York Met. He gets traded to the Marlins. Man, we talked about the Big 12. Colorado is moving back out there. Sean Payton crapping on Nathaniel Hackett and the Jets. This has just been a wild day. Just wild. Oh, and good luck. Congratulations to Bronny James. He's recovering. LeBron James thanked everybody. And then we just had some interesting callers. Gentleman just called from Colorado and is saying, hey, what about Colorado? I'm like, what about it? The Rockies? He's like, yeah, the Rockies and in Colorado. I'm like, you want me to talk about the whole state? What about it? The guy called and said, you don't date your friend's brother, sibling's ex. That's a no-go. I said, oh, that's a new rule. I've heard about it. No experience, by the way. I'm learning more. Just a busy night. So let's get back to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. There's just a wide variety of topics. We talked about everything tonight, so let's just continue on. Simon is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Simon.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I just wanted to say about Ohtani, to be honest, I don't think the Angels should have kept him, but at this point, like, what can you do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nobody was going to pay up that much for that type of caliber player just for a half a season, you know?
Not even but, half a season, yeah.
Right. So, in my opinion, I may be a little biased because I'm from Chicago, but I think Chicago is the perfect place for Ohtani. Big marketplace. Our fans, we love baseball, and I'm pretty sure the Ricketts will do anything to treat him like the one and only that he is, you know?
All right. Well, if you're Ohtani and you already live in California and the Dodgers are right up the road and the Dodgers have had more success recently than the Cubs and the Dodgers have thrown money around, would you stay in Los Angeles or would you go to Chicago?
Los Angeles.
Oh, well, there you go. And so I'm not saying that he can't or won't go. I just find it to be highly unlikely. Look, if he goes out there, then God bless him. We'll see. Thank you, Simon.
No problem. Thank you.
No doubt. 855-212-4CBS. We're going from Illinois down to Georgia. Let's talk to Trey. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Trey.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, man. Hey, so basically, you know what I'm saying? I know you just seen, like you said, the news with Colorado going back to the Big 12.
Trey, you sound kind of fuzzy, man. You talking into the phone, it's in your armpit.
That's okay. You hear me good now?
Now I hear you better. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Basically, all I want to say is, you see Colorado going back to the Big 12, man. And so I just want to just know, you know what I'm saying, what you think that means for the Big 12 moving forward with Colorado coming back and with the presence of Deion Sanders, you know, rebuilding their program, and with Texas and Oklahoma leaving, I think that leaves a wide-open door for Colorado to have a quick rebuild instead of, slow rebuild.
Absolutely. I think that's one of outside of television rights. Look, there ain't nothing going on in the Pac-12 when you got USC and UCLA leaving. That hurts the pie, and that hurts the television deal for everybody. Second to that, knowing that Texas and Oklahoma are going to be in the SEC, that allows him to be able to say, okay, well, we're going to be the ones. Sorry, Trey has just got me talking to myself. That allows him to open up recruiting in both Texas and Oklahoma and kind of fill that void for anyone who wants to not go over or compete in the SEC. And so, yeah, recruiting has a lot to do with it. But the television deal, I think, is just as important. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Justin calling from Connecticut. Go ahead, Justin.
J.R.'s Fruited Loom Sports Briefs, two for $3 at Modell's. Great show, my man.
Modell's is out of business.
I know, it's out of business. They didn't get those sports briefs in fast enough.
Oh, okay.
And I think you got some Bronx roots, too, so do I.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the Gun Hill Kid, Gun Hill Road.
Yeah, I love Gun Hill and White Plains Road, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I know it very well.
Co-op City.
Man. Yeah. I know all that area. I spent a lot of time there, man.
Good.
You know, I used to love the White Castles on Boston Post Road, man.
Oh, my God. The Murder Burgers?
Yeah, that's right. In the Bronx, we call them Murder Burgers. You don't know. In Brooklyn, we call them Belly Bombers. But I tell you, I seen some of the best fights ever. I mean, I went to fights at MSG, Madison Square Garden, pro amateur. Some of the best fights I saw was in that Murder Burgers on Boston Post Road.
Oh, wow. Well, what about the diner? I mean, there's a lot over there.
Oh, no, there's a lot of good. Nah, Bronx, there's a lot of secrets in the Bronx. People, sometimes it gets a bad rap, but listen, everybody goes to the Yankee games and go to the Bronx. There's a lot of good things in the Bronx.
Yeah, Arthur Avenue's pretty nice, yes.
Arthur Avenue's got some great. Matter of fact, when we start talking about Arthur Avenue, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll get hungry. I want to go there, but I know the restaurants are closed by this
hour. Let's talk about Hunts Point 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, no. Hunts Point was a crazy place that was there was a place down there guys used to go to, right? But that place was one of the best food. No, food
yeah,
places.
I know the market. I know. Yes, correct.
No, not only the market, there was another place, which was an excellent food place with great food. It was like a greasy spoon diner place.
Yeah. The food was amazing over there, Justin. What else you got?
It's Spofford Avenue and Spofford House and
all that stuff. Not related to the Bronx, Justin. Go ahead. Yeah. Something else.
All right. Well, the Yankees are still there. All right. This is what I want to say. I think obviously the Mets are selling. Robertson is a guy that they got, you know, they got to get rid of because he has a contract, but he's a player that somebody will want, you know, and that's what they're looking for. Stevie's doing the old dumperoo now. I mean, he's not, no more big spending, Stevie. He's, you know, you don't become a billionaire by giving your money away. And you know what I really believe, JR? I really believe if I was the president of operations for New York Mets, I would tell him, listen, how about we sign the American kids at 16 years old? Like they do to some of the foreign players. They have to get the parents' permission. They'll still get their school and everything.
Because they go to college.
Yeah, but college is different. I'm saying if the kid is really good, some kids are not cut out for college. I know it's sports and everything. Sometimes they let you slide in and out and everything. I remember one time in high school, I did one class. I went to the class once in high school. I just went in for the test like three times and passed. Meanwhile, I was playing baseball. But the thing is, I believe so, because a lot of these kids, they start to lose interest. Let them, if you're 16 years old, right, you come from a foreign country and you're in a major league, minor league system, you have an advantage over everybody. I don't care about the best colleges in America. You have an advantage.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with you. And that's why you got a lot of scouts who take advantage of the fact that you can go out and sign somebody internationally. And that's not the case here. I mean, we barely see that. We've just gotten into a space where you have almost semi-pro in basketball. You got like the overtime elite league. Do I see that happening anytime in the future? No. It's a good idea, but I don't see it happening. Hey, Justin, I'm going to be on the fan this Saturday, okay? So tune in.
All right. Well, I'm going to call it. Now I'm going to tune it. Hey, listen, the rest of the country, they should know. You guys are on the app. You can listen to JR. Listen, folks, JR has got a very cool, even personality on the air. And even when I call and I say JR's Fruit of the Loom Sports Breeze, he just laughs. He's got a good personality.
Oh,
go for it.
Thank you, Justin. I paid him to say that. I'll talk to you soon, Justin. Be safe.
Take it.
No doubt about it. How, what is this? I got cheerleaders. I'm like Marco Belletti. Marco, how many people follow you around all day?
No one, and that's a good thing.
No one follows him because he's a bouncer at a nightclub during the early portions of the morning. That's his secret.
Okay.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for a news flash before we roll out. More of your calls on the other side. I'm here to brighten up your day and your night. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. What a wild night. I'm going to get to your calls before we roll out 855-212-4CBS. I do want to let you know about this. For all of the talk about quarterbacks, good, bad, and in between, you know, you got Joe Burrow going down, calf strain. Oh, man, Sean Payton is talking about how Russell Wilson is going to bounce back last year. Wasn't his fault. How about we got a QB who basically had his arm knocked into the next generation by Hassan Reddick, and then his team went into the toilet. I'm talking about Brock Purdy. Had surgery on his arm. And it's back. He's actually competing. He doesn't have to worry about anybody really taking his spot. What, Sam Darnold going to go out there and take his job? Trey Lance going to take his job? So Brock Purdy spoke to the media on Thursday, and he's like, man, it's like Christmas to be able to go out there and get back to playing football. Listen to him.
Yeah, I was excited, you know. So obviously end the year like we did last year, it was heartbreaking and everything. And so just, you know, go through surgery, rehab, the offseason, everything, and missing OTAs. And so just to be able to get out and say a play to my teammates and break a huddle, like for that, like to me, I was so excited just thinking about that. And so it was almost like last night was like Christmas, you know, you're excited for the next day.
Yeah, it was disappointing how things ended for the Niners. I mean, to sit down and watch that game on Sunday and to know that there was not a chance in hell that they were going to win, it kind of took the air out of the sails. But we did see the Eagles move forward, but it would have been nice if it was a little bit more, not a little bit, a whole hell of a lot more of a competitive game instead of the 49ers having to think about, you know, what quarterbacks that they were going to pull out of the stands to just go out there and play. Kyle Shanahan even spoke recently and said, look, if we had won that game, I was thinking about having to call Philip Rivers to come and play quarterback in the Super Bowl. That's how dire it was for the 49ers. So good luck to Brock Purdy in his return, and let's see what he can do. And let's see how long Trey Lance and Sam Darnold is still sticking around. It's an interesting quarterback room. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to more of your calls before we roll out. Brian is here from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's good, JR?
What's going on? What's on your mind?
So, man, I'm from D.C., born and raised, Washingtonian, Southeast. Man, I can walk to RFK Stadium. Like, it's okay. 20-minute walk to RFK Stadium. You know, Commanders about to be, you know, under new ownership. I got an aunt, been a season ticket holder my whole adolescence. I'm 25, going on 26. You know, she in her 60s. She live in Houston. She getting to the point where she can't really go to the games. I don't work Sundays. I can go to the game every Sunday. Good seats, too. But when I go to the games, I'm a Giants fan, by the way, it's like you not even at a Commanders game. It's like you at a Dallas, Philly, Giants game. It's ridiculous. Like, it's really ridiculous. I hate going to a Giants game here, and it's other teams with Dallas. They're not even here for the Commanders. What can the Commanders do to change the culture and make them go from being a laughing stock to people actually, you know what I'm saying, having pride about this team, especially the home fans?
Well, it's the ownership change. I mean, we've heard it from Magic Johnson, who only reportedly owns 4% of the team, which is I'm going to say nothing. It's valuable. It's the ownership change. Daniel Snyder was one of the worst owners in professional sports. And to know that he's out of the building, out of the room, out of the situation, it's a trickle-down effect. And so what's the way for this to not be a laughing stock and a joke of a franchise? You actually have to have an adult at the top of the organization where people respect. There was no respect. And so I think that's the first step. And I think you'll see it. Look, the New York Mets, they have a new owner in Steve Cohen. He took over the team in the pandemic. And the New York Mets, although they haven't had success that he would have wanted on the field and being able to immediately compete for a Super Bowl or, excuse me, a World Series, they're not the Wilpons. There aren't jokes about the New York Mets being cheap. And so to see this now is something that people respect. The New York Mets wouldn't have Justin Verlander. They wouldn't have Scherzer. They wouldn't sign these guys. They wouldn't show up and go, I signed here because of him. And so to know that you have an adult in the room, Joshua Harris and Magic, and people respect that. So it's going to take some time, but that's the start, man, okay?
Appreciate you taking my call, J.I., man. You got a good show, man.
Thank you, Brian. Shout out to all my folks listening in D.C. Man, it starts at the top. If you can't roll from the beginning, if you don't have respect with the owners, people will show up and take your money. A la Albert Haynesworth. We talked about him last night. That doesn't mean people are going to show up and actually work. 855-212-4CBS. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, JR. I'm with you on the QB deal, but I want to get your take on this. I talked to your screener, and I was saying that the first time in a long time, I think there could be a minor changing of the guard in your neck of the woods in the SEC. And there's two things happening. Both Alabama and Georgia have uncertainty at starting quarterback. And as you know, that's as important in college as it is in the NFL. You got guys that haven't been named a starter that they're going to compete in fall camp. That's a red flag. I also looked up Alabama's got one of the least experienced teams in the country. Phil Steele hasn't experienced her. They're like 109 out of 133 teams. Now, they do recruit great, and so does Georgia. But I think you got to take a look at LSU, and I'm a Gator fan. But with Daniels coming back with 17 starters, you got to watch LSU. Florida's coming back with recruiting classes next year and year after. So there could be a little bit of changing of the guard with Alabama and Georgia. I think that's a red flag for both those programs.
Yeah, I wouldn't say so much as it relates to Georgia. They're going to be competitive, and if you take a look at their schedule, they should be able to walk through a good majority of it unless there's some type of shock later on in the season. Well, I think it's pretty obvious that Alabama has a changing of the guard. You look at their quarterback, and he's now playing for the Carolina Panthers. So, and they didn't have success even while he was there. And so we've already started to see the transition in the SEC. And I think it's pretty good that you can have some more parity outside of, oh, my God, Alabama is just steamrolling everybody. And now also the fact that, oh, my God, Georgia is steamrolling folks. I don't think, and I've said this, it's tough already statistically to say a team is going to go out and just win three championships. But I appreciate it. I'd rather see competitive games than one team smashing the living hell out of the other ones.
Yeah, I agree. I like Texas and OU coming in. You know, Alabama's got to play both A&M and Texas this year.
Yeah, it'll be a warm-up. And let's see how long it takes before Nick Saban is complaining about how much money they paid for him, okay?
Well, yeah, you'll hear about that too.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, Rich, thank you for calling from Chicago.
See you. Hey, Jeff.
No doubt about it. Man, everybody paying for their players, man. Everybody complaining. Like they're actually looking into legislation. Because the NCAA is just like, oh, we don't want anything to do with it. Oh, we're hands off. Oh, well, we don't make money. So, hey, let the government figure it out. Coaches are sad and people are miserable. Just players are making money now, and it's so unorganized that, hey, we got to have the government come through and fix it. Like, come on, we ain't got better things to do. They found aliens. Or the guy talked about the aliens the other day. Like, come on. figure out the aliens or something like that. People have, no, never mind. Let me leave that alone. Listen, folks, it's been great hanging out with you tonight. If you missed a minute of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We have ran or run through the gamut. Talked about Joe Burrow and his calf injury. Talked about Jalen Ramsey. He's out. We won't see this guy until it really gets cold outside. Saquon Barkley, he showed up to work. He's like, yeah, it would have been a bad look for me to hold out. Dalvin Cook will be meeting with the Jets. Sean Payton hates the Jets, everything about them. Otani is sticking around with the Angels. It's probably a bad idea, at least for now. He ain't got no choice. LeBron says thank you. God bless his son is in recovery. Purdy is healthy. And then we also learn that you shouldn't date your friend's ex. Yeah, we learned that today. Thank you to one of our callers for sharing that tidbit. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's about to be a wrap. Jack, thank you so much for holding it down, okay?
Yeah, my pleasure. It was a great week, JR. I really enjoyed it.
No doubt about it. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I will not be here tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday. But if you miss me between now and then, on Saturday afternoon, I'll be talking to everyone in New York City. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. But don't move. Rich Herrera, he's coming up next.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.